This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It was the wee small hours of this morning in Cleveland before the final out was recorded, but the Cubs did it. The best Game 7 in a good long while, if you ask me. Chicago is getting ready for a parade tomorrow, starting at Wrigley Field. And while pretty much every other player in Major League Baseball would happily trade places with any given member of the Cubs, those players do have something to look forward to, too. A nice end-of-year bonus check, as Marketplace's Jed Kim explains.
The postseason players pool was negotiated for in the collective bargaining agreement because while team owners make money on extra games, players are salaried, so...
There's no explicit pay for being in the postseason.
Andrew Zimbalis teaches economics at Smith College. The pool takes a portion of ticket sales from their first few games of each round of the postseason. Why not all games?
By restricting the players to the gate from the first four games, at least it appears that the players have all of the incentive in the world to win each and every game and not to tank or not to blow a particular game so that they get more money from the gate of the next game.
Of course, Zimbalis says it's not likely they do that. We're talking about a relatively small amount of cash. Last year's winners, the Kansas City Royals, each took home about $370,000. Not much to players with multi-million dollar contracts. Scott Rosner is a professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. He says plenty of this year's champs don't have those deals.
So when you look at the Cubs, their better players are actually lower salaried because they are younger, by and large. For those players, when you're making $500,000 and you get a bonus check for about, you know, half, if not more, of that amount, it makes a nice difference.
Players vote on how to share out the pool. They can even include non-players. No word yet on what the breakdowns will be. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.